This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, a look at Tesla's autopilot system. The new details that have emerged about how Tesla considered adding eye tracking and steering wheel sensors to its system, and how the task of getting Tesla's autopilot correct is proving to be a difficult one. But first, these tech headlines. President Donald Trump said he was working with Chinese President Xi Jinping to keep ZTE in business, throwing a lifeline to the Chinese telecom giant that has been laid low by U.S. moves to cut off its suppliers. The surprise intervention comes less than a month after ZTE was hit with an order banning U.S. companies from selling components to Chinese business. Mr. Trump said in a tweet that he is working to get ZTE a way to get back into business fast, and said the Commerce Department has been instructed to, quote, get it done, end quote. Speaking of big tech overseas, more than a dozen tech companies from China are rushing to go public abroad in an enticing opportunity for investors, but one that has generated poor returns recently. Smartphone maker Xiaomi is hoping to raise at least $10 billion in what could be the world's largest IPO since 2014, and as previously told to the Wall Street Journal, is targeting a $70 to $80 billion valuation. The Journal writes that some bankers and deal advisors say Xiaomi's coming share sale will serve as a bellwether for other tech unicorns or private companies with valuations over $1 billion. Tesla has moved closer to setting up its first overseas car plant by registering a company in Shanghai. In a filing disclosed by China's official business database early this week, Tesla's Hong Kong division is identified as the sole owner of the new company, a crucial distinction that suggests the electric car maker plans to operate independently in China without a joint venture partner. Coming up, the very tricky task of getting electric car maker Tesla's autopilot system just right. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Long before the fatal crash of a Tesla car in March, some developers of the vehicle's autopilot system expressed concern that there weren't enough safeguards to ensure drivers remained attentive. This week, the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins writes about how Tesla engineers repeatedly discussed adding sensors. Tim joins us now from San Francisco with more. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
So the issue at hand here is Tesla's autopilot system. It's proven to be something that's quite the work in progress, to say the least. You write about some new details in terms of the tech warnings that may have been brought to light. Does this change the conversation about Tesla's autopilot, its driver assistance system?
Well, first, let's take a step back. Autopilot is often seen by many people as a self-driving system that allows the person to sit back and let the car drive itself. That's not what it actually is. In fact, it's not even close to that. What autopilot allows is for the car to essentially have a super cruise control, particularly on the highway. It'll keep the speed behind another car that's ahead of it. It'll keep it in the lane. But Tesla says the driver still needs to keep his or her attention on the act of driving. And in fact, they want you to keep your hands on the wheel. Now, the challenge, however, is that it's a pretty good system, and the researchers and experts in this field say it's hard for a human to keep paying attention when the technology becomes increasingly automated. So there's lots of research out there about this idea. There was a crash in 2016 in Florida where a man died using autopilot, and there was concern that perhaps he wasn't paying attention the way he should have been. Inside Tesla, we know from our reporting that people were concerned about this idea that the user of autopilot would become complacent and not be engaged in the act of driving. So there's some solutions out there that were considered. Technology is being developed for this kind of thing, technology that would track the user's eye movement to ensure that the person's paying attention to the roadway, technology that would sense if the human has his or her hands on the wheel at all time. These are seen as proxies to try to figure out if the person is actually paying attention to the act of driving.
Is part of the problem that all this tech is developing so quickly, the speed of everything just seems to be an enormous issue?
Tesla got a lot of attention for its willingness to put autopilot on the road. They aren't alone in the idea or even some of the techniques. But what they have been is gutsiest in deploying it, where other automakers have been reluctant to put some of this on the road as freewheeling as Tesla has done. Look at a company like General Motors. They are the largest U.S. automaker by market cap, depending upon the day, depending upon where Tesla stock is going. But GM has more than 100 years of tradition and has been through many generations of product development. So when they're looking at this kind of technology, they had some requirements that they wanted to do. So they deployed something called Super Cruise last year on a new Cadillac sedan, the high-level Cadillac sedan. And it allows a user, I have used it, to take their vehicle onto a highway, a divided highway, and to go hands-free in certain scenarios. And it has a lot of sensors that track the user's movement. It tracks your eyes through camera and infrared sensors. There are sensors within the wheel, so it knows if you're touching it. And if you're not paying attention, it will disengage, and it'll disengage in a very dramatic way. The wheel lights up green when it's on, and when it turns off, when it's time for you to take control, it flashes red, the seat rumbles. It's a kind of a holistic experience, whereas Autopilot is different. It doesn't have all of those bells and whistles. It does have some chimes. If the person has gone too long without that touch in the wheel, the way they track the person's usage of it is something called a torque sensor, essentially trying to monitor small amounts of movement on the wheel, and which experts say is can be a challenging way to do it. But it also, Tesla has allowed for a certain amount of time that you can go without your hands touching the wheel before the system will start pinging at you. It's a little unclear exactly because it depends upon driving conditions, speed, these sorts of things. But I talked to one analyst who has studied the system, and his calculations were that you could go as many as 2 minutes before getting a chime without your hands on the wheel. And he said that that was just too long.
Wow. So you see how much is going on here and all of the tech that is in motion. It seems like, according to your reporting, that at the end of the day, as it does with Tesla, it seems to have come down to cost.
Well, our reporting says that cost was definitely a part of the discussion, and also concerns that the technology wasn't ready in their eyes, or it might make a challenging user experience. So these people say it's part of a lot of the discussion, but definitely cost was on the table.
Yeah, Tesla's autopilot system is getting a lot more attention as of late, and I'm sure this is just the beginning of several conversations. So we'll make sure we have you back, Tim. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For more, you can head to WSJ.com and follow Tim Higgins for the latest Tesla news. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.